Hey all, and welcome to Able Radio. We're now joined by the director of Theatre Fionn, Patricia O'Sullivan, to talk about the new theatre production, House for Sale, and to learn a bit more about the community-based theatre group. Hey all, and welcome, Patricia. I want to know a bit more about yourself and a lot more about Theatre Fionn.
Hi, Jamie. Yeah, I'm quite happy to chat about what Theatre Fionn does and who we are. We're actually a community arts theatre company that works with a membership, and it's a free membership of people, young people and adults with learning disabilities, physical disabilities, and some with mental health issues. And the membership consists of around about 80 members currently, but also we work with other participants on other projects throughout South and Mid Wales.
So now that we have an idea of what Theatre Fionn actually is, could you please tell us what activities do you engage in at Theatre Fionn?
Oh, now that's a question. Theatre Fionn actually runs a number of what we call projects. Some are issue-based or some have themes in terms of what's prevalent to that membership. We run projects that run across varying art forms. So we can work in drama, we can work in music, we can work in movement, and other art forms such as animation, filmmaking, music projects particularly. And then we can look at commissioned work that might be something specifically about or involve training. For example, we have a potential young carers project where we're looking to develop a marketing tool for young carers. And then we have another project which is on the back of our project Pieces of Hate, which is going out into especially schools and colleges in raising awareness about hate crime. As many of our membership felt that they wanted to go out there and talk to people and raise awareness about this issue. So we're very broad in what we do, but in amongst theatre projects that we do, we actually look at delivering training with our membership, and we're looking to develop further training in the foreseeable future for our drama and tutor practitioners so that they can develop their skill set.
So going back to the very beginning of Theatre Fionn, what was the initial idea of Theatre Fionn, and when did it actually begin?
The initial idea behind Theatre Fionn was basically just running. The founder was Marjorie Wakeling, who wanted to run or set up a group for working in drama, particularly for her daughter. So she set up a group in Raglan, near Abergavenny, back in 1984, but it wasn't Theatre Fionn as it is now. It was more of a community group where people could get together independently and have access to access to activity that they may want to work on. So yes, that's how we started out, and I believe that was back in 1984. But it was a very different idea then. It was simply to provide access to individuals with learning disabilities who wanted to access arts activity in that particular area.
That is a truly fascinating insight into Theatre Fionn's past. But looking to the future now, what is your goal and what do you hope to achieve in the future?
Okay. There's two aspects to that. One is Theatre Fionn exists to enrich the life of our participants in terms of providing them with opportunities to work as educators, practitioners and trainers, etc., across the varying art forms. And the other one is to provide greater engagement for the public and those other organisations or like-minded organisations in breaking down barriers in relation to perceptions around individuals with learning disabilities in particular. So that's really our mission statement as we move forward. Greater participation, greater engagement, and breaking down those perceptions as explained. That's what we're working towards as we move into the future. Greater engagement and greater participation is very much where we're moving forward on. We want to be able to provide access to the activity that we have, to the skill set that we provide, and access to the tutor base that we have, which are incredibly, there are a number of skill sets there that they will have access to. So that's what we want to do as we move forward. And we want to extend our geographical reach across Wales and borders. So that's our aim for the future.
Staying in the area of aims and objectives, what does Theatre Fionn do to support its service users and the groups that you run at Theatre Fionn?
Well, Jamie, I'm going to stop talking a bit, I think. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce you to Lisa Unger-Harrod, who lead on some of the groups that we work with. So I'll pass it over firstly to Lisa, and then maybe Unger-Harrod can add in if she wants to. So it's how we support our members and those we work with in terms of the activity we do. Is that correct, Jamie?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Hi, Jamie. It's Lisa.
Hello and welcome to Able Radio.
Hi there. Yeah, I work with the participants, particularly in RISCA, one of our RISCA groups. And our membership, really, as Patricia explained, are sort of core 80 approximately currently. They work with us on a weekly basis. So we get to know the members over a period of years. Particularly, I've been working with the RISCA group for about 7 years now. So it's about, really, for me, support in terms of getting to know that individual, not treating the whole group the same, I suppose, because of the fact they have a learning disability, but actually getting to know the people that we work with, getting to know their needs, their aspirations, their dreams, and really working with them to get to understand what they want to achieve. And that's really where our project come from. So, from my point of view, that's kind of how I like to support our membership, because actually our organisation is membership-led. It's not about us coming in and telling them this is what we're going to do and this is the project that we've decided on. It's about them coming up with ideas and thoughts and moving forward with us rather than us moving forward for them.
As you've mentioned, you've been working with some of the participants of Theatre Fionn for several years now. Have you noticed any development? And if so, how have they developed?
So, hi, Jamie. My name's Unger-Harrod. So I'm a tutor at Abergavenny. What drama actually does for me personally, seeing the members actually develop and become a lot more confident and developing their skill set. So in lots of different areas, I mean, some of the projects that we've worked on, like 25 Shapes in Full Colour, was a music project. So it was completely different to the normal kind of projects that we, you know, the drama-based things that we did. So we got lots of musicians in from different areas to come in and work separately with the different groups. And they developed a whole new skill set there as well. Drama and music, it's an expression, it's a self-expression as well, that the members really, really enjoy, thoroughly enjoy.
As they've already been brought up, I think it's only fair now that we discuss previous projects of Theatre Fionn, Pieces of Hate, and 25 Shapes in Folklore.
Okay, so it's Lisa again, Jamie. Yeah, I'm going to speak about Pieces of Hate because I was actually the assistant director on Pieces of Hate alongside John Norton, who was our director on the piece. Pieces of Hate was a project, and it was a project over a period of 12 months with the three groups that we had at that particular time, Abergavenny, Chepstow and RISCA. And we explored the issue of hate crime, and you talked about support before. It was always our intention that this wasn't just explored creatively, but also that they were supported in a very real term as well. As obviously some of our members may have experienced some of this hate crime, may know about it. And so we always wanted to make sure that we worked with carers, with parents, and in particular for me, working with Oxford House in RISCA, who are the college that we sort of going into to provide this workshop. Working alongside them and the coordinators there and the other tutors to ensure that we were able to support the membership in every way possible. But the piece itself, it culminated with all of the stories and the ideas and the thoughts and the perceptions of our members and indeed some of the carers and parents as well. And it culminated in a production at Chapter Arts Centre, which then was also taking on tour around South and Mid Wales.
and the production lasted about an hour. It was very thought-provoking production. It involved the audience greatly, great audience participation in that. And also was a real sort of production for us that actually really, we talked about development before, Jamie, and actually the development of our members in that particular project was huge. It was a great experience for all involved, and I think it's probably the most independent our members have been able to express themselves. So I was really particularly pleased with that production because it had sort of two sides to it, really, a very personal exploration and also something which the membership really wanted to push forward. And also for us, a completely different creative outlook as well in terms of our work, and it really made us think about how we want to move forward as a company.
Amongst others, one of the pieces you performed, Pieces of Heat, was a prison. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Our membership, two or three of our membership, and myself and John and also Patricia, who's the director of the company, we went along to Bridgend Prison, Bridgend Park Prison. We were invited by the prison to go and talk about the project and to do a workshop based on the issue of hate crime. And actually, the membership got involved in that. So we had three members from RISCA who were involved in the production. They were actually sort of part of that workshop and leading part of that workshop as well, alongside myself and John. And that was a really, really interesting experience for them, for us, for myself in particular. Very new experience for me. So not just for our members, but for myself. And indeed, John as well. I can't speak for him, but I know that we all learned a lot from that particular experience. So the people who were actually taking part in the workshop were young offenders. And actually, I think the issue of hate crime was quite a large issue within that particular group. Not just disability hate crime, but it also brought up a lot of issues to do with race, and culture and gender as well. And that was opened up, and our membership, I think, learnt a lot about the prisoners, and the prisoners learnt a lot about our membership.
Sure, I bet they did. So what did you actually take away from the experience of performing at the Young Offenders Institute?
We didn't take the production as such, the performance, into the prison, because technically that would have been quite a... So it was about really going in there and providing a workshop using some of the techniques and the ideas that we used in the rehearsal process and taking those in with us to explore with those young offenders the issue of hate crime, basically. So it was something more of an exploratory process rather than just presenting our production.
We're going to discuss 25 Shapes in Folklore now, and perhaps you like this subject, then... Pieces of Hate, but no less interesting. So what's the project about?
So if I go back to 25 Shapes and Full Kind of Stories in Haridi again. I'm trying to think what year it was. It was about four years ago now. And it was such a lovely project. It was, they got to perform in different churches in their specific area. For instance, I work with the Abba Gavani group on a weekly basis. And they got to work with a musician from the local area called Dylan Fowler. And what was really lovely about it was that everyone worked together to kind of to create these beautiful pieces of music that meant something to them. And they actually, when they performed as well, they responded. When they responded to the movement and physicalizing the music that they created, they responded to Dylan, and Dylan responded to them. So it was quite a nice organic process that worked really well as a performance piece in itself at these different venues. I thoroughly, as a tutor myself, I thoroughly feel that I learned just as much from the members as they do from me, really. And what's lovely about Theatre Fernon is that we bring practitioners in from all different walks of life, really, and everyone, you know, Dylan Fowler in particular, I remember him saying to me, I've learned so much and it's been such a beautiful experience, and he's really thoroughly enjoyed just being a part of the process, and with all the performances that, and projects that we do, it's very much about the actual process as well, and how to facilitate that, and how to facilitate their ideas and their passion and their growth, really, which is a really, really beautiful thing.
It just goes to prove that music has an incredible power, and its profound effect is wide-reaching, from setting a scene to creating emotions.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, music is, you know, such a beautiful expression, creative expression. I think that's the word, and it's a way of just allowing us to be ourselves and be in the moment and to be free with ourselves, I think. And the members really thrive from that, and just spontaneous improvisation as well with music. We use music a lot in our work, and that's a vital part of the process in every project that we do.
Jamie, can I just add to that? I mean, one of the things I don't ever profess to say that we do as a company is to work in drama therapy or music therapy or anything in that term. However, you know, there are the various benefits that Ankara and Danisa have been talking about. One, in terms of what you call hard benefits, so there's definite kind of skill set, which whether it be, you know, life skills, or whether they're a skill set in terms of our membership learning how to use, you know, stage equipment, or how to perform, or how to facilitate, you know, a workshop as an educator. And I think the other thing in terms of what we call soft benefits are those benefits that you can't pin down, but you can see how the development works and how the person grows and reaches out in terms of the work that we're doing. But I think that idea that the benefits that these individuals feel in terms of you know, music and that emotional connection and drama in terms of using it as a platform for self-expression, I think is incredibly important. So I wouldn't ever go down the line of saying that, you know, this company works in terms of drama therapy, but I think there are therapeutic benefits to much of the work that we do with our membership, and also in terms of ourselves. So I just wanted to add that in, Jamie.
I fully understand the positive impact Theatre Funding has on its service users, as I have worked with you in the past.
Yeah, you volunteered at Chepstow for a time, and it was really good, because obviously, you know, you had the experience there working with that group that learned disability, and just basically participating there and supporting them, having a volunteer like yourself, Jamie, there to support them. But it's quite invaluable. I mean, I know we're going to talk about the volunteer, you know, how to volunteer for Theatre Funding towards the end of this interview, but I do think that the work and support that we get from individuals like yourself, Jamie, is incredibly important and incredibly valuable to the work as we do it now and as we move forward.
I understand that the director of the new project, House for Sale, has just walked into the room where you are at, so if we could please have a quick word with him.
Hi, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, how are you?
I'm really great.
Again, it's House for Sale, the upcoming project. And I just really want to know the initial idea and how you developed the project from the initial idea.
Okay, right, well, when Patricia and Theatre Funding came to me asking for a piece, they wanted a piece that celebrated community. And there's a real community amongst the members. And also, I think they wanted to make this piece maybe a little bit more movement-based. They wanted it to not be in a traditional space. They wanted it to be in a space which we'd found instead. And so that was kind of the starting point, the initial idea. And then, of course, all that goes out of the window and comes back in when you actually meet the members, when you meet the cast. Because the play then is fashioned around them. So all the material is absolutely fitted to every single individual. And so that's my job, really.
Mm. Could I just have a brief overview of this story arc and what the play is actually about?
Okay, story arc, it's... Well, it's a magical experience, and the audience go to an estate agent and they are interviewed about going to see a house, and then the estate agent takes them off to go and see the house in question, and on the way there they meet a homeless man who asks for money, and when they get into the house, all sorts of magic things happen, and eventually everything is resolved. I don't want to give too much away.
definitely.
I can tell you that every single room in the house has got something special happening in it.
And finally, how do people view this, and how do they get tickets and times and dates?
Hi, Jamie. Oh, right, OK. Well, the tickets are you can buy via the Riverfront Art Centre. The times are 6 and 7.30pm, so you can either come to a 6 or 7.30 show on the 8th and Saturday the 9th. OK, what I'm going to do is I've got four of our performers out here. We've got Mark, Ryan, Joanne, and we've got Mike. Say hi to Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
So what we're going to do is, if I pass you on to each one, and you just ask them, you know, if you want, whatever you want to ask, like something like, you know, how are you enjoying the experience? Is it different? Or whatever you want to ask, Jamie, they can quickly answer you.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, Mark, over to you. Okay, so just speak into that.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, is that your name, Mark? I am.
Hi, Mark. So how are you enjoying your experience at Theatre Funnin?
I'm loving it, I am.
Yes, and do you have a part in this house for sale?
Yes, I do.
And what's your part?
I'm in bed telling our wedding story.
All right. And did you enjoy your part in the house for sale?
I am.
Yes. So, very nice to meet you, Mark.
And you, bye-bye now.
Bye.
We've been over to another member, Jamie.
All right.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm named Ryan.
Ryan, nice to meet you. So, how are you enjoying your time at Theatre Funnin?
Oh, yes, good. Very good.
And are you involved in House for Sale?
I'm doing my breakfast table.
All right. So yeah. Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying
your? Yeah, good. Yeah.
Yeah. So nice to meet you, Ryan.
Oh, okay, Jimmy.
Over to Joanna now.
Okay. Let me Joanne.
Hiya, Joanne. How are you?
All right, thank you.
So, are you enjoying your time at Theatre Funnin?
It's really good.
Yes, and do you have a part in this house for sale?
I'm an angel.
Angel, is it? So,
yeah.
Did you enjoy your part?
It's brilliant.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Just doing angels and go outside and run the street and people watching. And it's brilliant. Cat.
Did you get that, Jamie? Basically, Joanne's... part of the performance is an installation piece which takes them from the estate agent up to the house. So at various moments you walk along the street as an audience member, you see these performances happening before you get to the house.
Yep.
So Joanne is an angel, one of the three angels that guides the audience. And the angels represent memory. Ryan was talking about his breakfast scene, which is basically he's actually working on the we have some surreal moments in the house, and one of them is in the kitchen. It's a beach scene that Ryan's working on, so it's more of a movement pace. There's no dialogue in that. And Mark was talking about bedroom scene. Basically, it's about a piece of theatre where Mark and Jenny, who are married, talk about their wedding album, and then Rebecca then talks about her wishes for the future. So there are varying pieces happening in the house, and these are just some of them, and some of the members as they're talking. I'm lastly going to put you on to Mike, who's going to tell you, introduce himself, and then I think we're then pretty much finished on that, Jamie.
Yep, that would be fantastic.
Hey, Jamie, it's Mike.
All right, Mike, how are you?
I'm not too bad.
Are you enjoying the time at Theatre Funnin?
Yeah, it's all right, yeah.
And are you part of the house for sale?
I'm a CD trying to take that people up to a house.
So, could you tell me a bit more about your part?
It's about a 10-minute walk going up to a house. We talked about new walk, really.
Okay. And how did you enjoy your part in the play?
It's brilliant.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Jamie.
Okay.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. And just finally, if we can talk about the volunteer opportunities at Field of Fallon.
Right. Well, there are always volunteer opportunities at Field of Fallon. If you're listening to this and you want to get involved with Theatre Fannin, you can go on our website and just email us at info@theatrefannin.co.uk and just express an interest. And like yourself, Jamie, when you express the interest, I will then contact, or our communication learning coordinator will contact you. And then what we would like to do is, depending on what the volunteer wishes to support us in, is it going to be in the workshop activity? Is it going to be in terms of our productions? And then we will allocate accordingly. But yes, anybody's welcome to lend a hand or come in and support us in any which way. And that would probably be the best way, to go to our website and just email their interest. All volunteers are welcome. Volunteers, I would emphasise, however, have to be over 18 in order to work with the many groups.
Yes, and finally, if we can just once again mention ticket information.
Okay, ticketing information. You can get your tickets from the Rivermont Arts Centre in Newport, and you can go online on their website, or you can call the box office. The ticket prices are £8 and £6.50 concessions. Our performance times are on Earth. We have Friday the 8th of November at 6 or 7.30 and on the 9th, again at the same time, 6 or 7.30pm. Tickets are selling well, so please make sure you, as soon as you hear this message, please get on the line to the Riverfront Arts Centre and book your ticket.
That sadly draws this interview to a close, but I would like to thank again Patricia O'Sullivan, the director of Theatre Fannin, and tutors Anne Harrod, Evans and Issa Harris. But most of all, I would like to give a big thank you to Mark, Ryan, Joanne and Mike for a fantastic interview, and they could work at Able anytime.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.